Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A corrective services officer in the Hunter has been suspended and is being investigated. In May this year, detectives commenced an investigation into allegations of inappropriate sexual behaviour by a male correctional officer. Following extensive investigations, detectives arrested a 59-year-old man at a home near Lake Macquarie earlier this month. He was charged with two counts of common assault and incite other to do sexual act with them without consent. Police will allege in court the man attempted to instigate sexual activity with a female employee at the Cessnock Correctional Centre in April this year. It will be further alleged he inappropriately touched the woman on a number of occasions. He faced court today after being on strict bail conditions. Meantime, police are continuing their inquiries after a car and a train collided on a rail crossing near Dungog. Emergency services were called to Walla Wobba, south of Dungog, at about 4:30 yesterday afternoon, following reports a car and a train had collided. Two people, the driver and a passenger, suffered multiple traumatic injuries and were flown to the John Hunter Hospital in a serious condition. The third was thrown from the vehicle and also suffered multiple injuries and was flown to Newcastle. The train driver and passengers were uninjured. Upper Hunter MP Dave Lazelle says while the state budget didn't deliver any surprises for the region, it's delivered what the electorate had been committed. There were millions in infrastructure funding to kick projects and continue planning for things like the Muswellbrook and Singleton bypasses. Dave Lazelle says there's more in the budget than just direct infrastructure spend for the Upper Hunter. There's voucher programs like $100 Learn to Swim vouchers.
Kids between the age of 3 and 6, they get $100 for their kids to go and learn to swim, and that'll get great usage out of our local pools. You know, the teachers there will really benefit, and of course, most importantly, the kids will really benefit from their swimming skills, and it will reduce those risks and the fears that parents have.
In the meantime, the New South Wales Treasury coffers are benefiting even more than forecast from the Upper Hunter's mines. The budget papers show mining royalties are $51.1 million higher than forecast at the 2020-21 half-yearly review. They're forecast to be $1.6 billion in this financial year. According to the Treasury, the short-term increase reflects improved expectations for thermal coal prices, but it's also largely offset by higher exchange rate assumptions and weaker expectations for gold. The Singleton Strikers are playing their game that was washed out tonight. They'll be at Howe Park at 7 p.m. for a grand final rematch for the first grade team's round 13 game against New Lambton. The Strikers are coming off the back of two wins. The last one was 3-1 against Toronto Awoba. I'm Jessica Rouse, and that's your latest local news and sport.